Welcome to another edition of Get Lit with Literature. This is Monk. You can find out more allbook-books.com. So this week, pleased to announce a new book publication by Janet A. Werner, A Pear in an Apple Tree, A Journey with Multiple Sclerosis, with artwork by Kyle Horn. It's a wonderfully informative and inspiring book, and I have interviewed her but have not had time to edit it yet, so going impromptu this week to fill in. So I'm just gonna read and comment a little on a little poem I wrote. I was doing some yoga stretches and with my eyes closed I saw the smiling face of guitarist Jeff Beck, who passed away this week suddenly. A shocker, a sad shocker. And said, write a poem. So I did. Can't ignore such things. So it's a short little poem called Rhyme and Rhythm for Jeff Beck. And for those who don't know, Jeff Beck is considered one of the top guitarists ever. Major force in rock and roll, but also jazz. Sort of improvisational jazz, and there's one where he does a Puccini, just amazingly versatile. I don't know his oeuvre, that's a big word, oeuvre. I don't know his oeuvre that well, but in the past bunch of years, I appreciate listening to his guitar. I personally like the mellower stuff rather than the hard rock stuff, but his, in any case, his ability to make sounds is just incredibly nuanced and beautiful. Somewhat similar but different to David Gilmour of Pink Floyd. Yet I must say that my all-time top guitarist, if I had to pick one, would be Carlos Montoya. Because after I play a CD of his, nothing else can be played. He just blows it all out of the water, so to speak. I mean, the first time I ever heard him, it sounded like there was 3 to 6 guitarists. But it's one guy. He had huge hands, and also his he would hit the guitar like play it as a percussion instrument. So it's easy to go on tangents with guitar. Wonderful, obviously, probably one of the most popular instruments. But in any case, here's the poem, Rhythm and Rhyme, for Jeff Beck. Technician of the ethereal, whammy bar, was that for real, y'all? Dressed with vest and bare arms, gifted with some strumming charms. Eclectic, electric, no car could ride smoother. Vibrations emanating, rising, the way his hands maneuver. Without a word, that guitaring talked. Metal-stringed emotions his fingers walked. Sometimes soft, sometimes a silent shout. For making us feel without a doubt. Blessings to you, Beck, as you're peeling out. So that little, if you know electric guitar, that little thingy on the bottom that they play around with is called the whammy bar, which I only learned about a few years ago. Whammy bar. Sounds like a good idea for a candy bar. Hard rockin'. And I'll add to the Jeff Beck experience for me is that I've been listening and watching a lot of the songs on YouTube, and it's like I'm further appreciating. I tend to listen to music for the feel and how it makes me feel, but watching him play and listening closely to the way he maneuvers the whammy bar and the strings and the little dials and the sounds that come out of that, it's just, I find it fascinating. It's like the precision. And every note, every twang, every whatever the musical terms are, every little sound, I find that fascinating. One of my favorite words is translate or translation, because I think almost everything is, we're always translating, whether it's how the, you know, what the weather feels like, and then you translate that into a painting or into words or music, or whether it's learning another language, or someone made a facial expression and you or they said something and I walk away thinking, but what did they really mean by that? So I'm fascinated with translation. I think it's happening way more of the time than we realize. So part of the way I translate this this gift of Jeff Beck is just this enhanced. It's kind of like the way I've learned for the sort of hyper consciousness of meditativeness, or just to be fully conscious of everything, takes a heightened awareness and an attention to every little detail, every precision, every moment, every second. That every second, every moment is precious and has a potential for who knows what. So that the sort of translation metaphor I'm getting from Jeff Beck, watching him now, and the guitarist, is that he kind of put that precision into his guitar playing, and that for me becomes a life metaphor of how can I have that kind of precision and awareness of every little tone in my daily life. When I'm talking with someone and I hear their voice go up and down and this and that, or that suddenly they have a different mood or this or that. So that's one way. And then as far as my writings, I don't know where that'll go. I that tends to be my mode for writing, and especially poetry, is that hyper awareness in a calm way to sound and sense and all that. But that's a gift. I feel like, wow, what a gift I'm getting, personally receiving in a way, from this from Jeff Beck, from that. So it's in a cosmic way, I think it's the way that we, every being, is constantly lending, interacting and giving energies back and forth. And perhaps when someone crosses over to the spirit world, there's a whole nother level of that. So had I studied Jeff Beck earlier on, I might have had that experience, but I am grateful to him now for that kind of awareness. And again, just the fascination I have now with this nuance and the sounds and the tones and the whatever the chords, whatever, I don't know all the musical terms, but whatever that is in notes, I find that just as a consciousness and perhaps applicable to anyone's art. That's a great legacy. So thank you, Jeff Beck, and blessings to you. So thanks for listening, and be well.